Hey, hey, it's Totally Tori, where no dream is too big, and we inspire you to run after that dream. Totally Tori's Tips to the Top. Hello, hello, it's Totally Tori here, and we are back this week for another episode. You know the drill. If you have not already hit subscribe, go ahead and please do so now. If you could leave us a five-star review, would absolutely love it, love it, love it. We can get this podcast out to more people all over the world with those five-star reviews. If you find value in today's episode, go ahead and look me up on Instagram at Totally Tori Armstrong. Tag me in your stories. I would love to hear from you. And I'm on Facebook at Tori Armstrong. You can tag me over there. So today, I want to dive right in talking about a goal. When you know exactly what to do, but you don't do it. How often do you have a goal and you know the work that it takes? You know the sacrifices that you'll have to take, but you're unwilling to make the sacrifices. I know, I've been there. There's times where I'm like, if I would just do that, I know I could get there so much faster. If I could just shift in that one way, it would happen sooner. I know there's a lot of people out there thinking that. It's fascinating to me that we'll spend so much time fixated on the goal, thinking about it, sharing with others, seeing it, telling everybody about this goal, writing out our goals daily, but we won't actually do the action that will take us there faster. Oftentimes we think about it so much, we overthink it, we make our mind tired. We feel like we're doing action and we're actually not getting anywhere except for just thinking about the goal. So thinking will not create the results. We need action to create the results. Today's podcast, I want you to think of your goal. Think of what is required. What is one shift or one action? If you started today, you would reach your goal faster. If you can show up as the driven individual, willing to do the work that it takes, doing the hard, making the sacrifices, becoming uncomfortable. And often it's one action that you change or one shift that you make that's going to get you to that goal. Today, what are you committed to changing? I know we were on a call this week and it hit me so hard because I knew immediately when it was said, if you can make one shift in your business to get you to your goal, what would it be? And I knew it immediately and I didn't overthink it. I didn't plan it. I just did it. I turned around, got up that next day, did exactly what I needed to do. So if you can make that shift and commit to it, you're gonna get to your goal faster. Now, let's talk about the goal and visualizing it. Recently, we did the 14 days of visualization on our team with accountability partners. It was absolutely incredible. I saw people hitting goals, and the most incredible thing was I got to witness a shift in energy, excitement for their business, the belief that it brought on. These visualizations completely were a game changer for people. And to witness people hitting goals early because they were spending the time visualizing, when they rolled out the exercise initially, it was funny because everyone was like, 30 minutes? I don't have 30 minutes to visualize daily. And then they started doing it 14 days in a row. They fell in love with it and they realized that they were getting places with it. So sometimes it's slowing down to get ahead. Often we can go into that do-do-do mode and we don't spend time to get that clarity and spending time in the visualization. So people were seeing details, they were attaching emotions to the goal, they were getting their family involved. I had one team member, she had her daughter involved, they were talking about a pool, she was so adorable. She said, "Mommy, we're gonna get a pool and when I wake up, I'm gonna jump in the pool and say hello to the sun." And it was incredible because you could see the mom, the tears in her eyes and the emotion that was attached to the goal. So it was incredible to see her be able to wrap that into her visualization. So this is so powerful because it keeps things going on the hard days. When you attach the emotion to the goal, it keeps you in go mode. It makes it all count. If you currently don't practice visualization, let's start by implementing it today. 15 to 30 minutes, your goals, make sure there's details, there's colors. Who are you with? So for example, one of my goals is to have a beach house. I have this peach colored beach house. I can see the decks. I can see myself walking out to the beach. I can feel the sand in between my toes. I want to have leadership retreats there. I can see my team with me. We're laughing together. I can feel the emotions of having fun and really good energy. So really get into the details of it, because that's gonna help make things even go faster. So make sure you get into that, get into the details, see yourself hitting that goal, and don't overthink it. Know that there's really no wrong way to visualization. It's truly if you can attach emotions and feelings to that goal. So number one, what is the shift needed to get to your goal? What action are you gonna take? Number two, practicing visualization. If we spend less time thinking and more in action, we would get there faster and it wouldn't be as hard. So think of the gym. When you go to the gym in the morning, you might not want to go first, you go and you're like, oh my gosh, why don't I do this every day? I absolutely love it. I feel amazing. I can take on the world. When you go to the gym in the morning and you get it over, you just feel incredible. And you did it. You're like, yes, pat on the back. I did it. You improved that self-confidence. Now, if you go to the gym after work and it's later in the evening, you're thinking about it all day, you're trying to come up with excuses, oh, I don't wanna go, but I have to go, okay, I'm gonna go. You spent so much time, you wasted so much energy thinking about going versus just getting it done first thing. So we say it, we think about it, we plan it. It's time to go create it. Make the shift, do the visualizations, let's go create it, and I'm excited to see you all next week.